Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I can't believe I'm doing research on emotional support animal laws. I did not wake up this morning and anticipate that as a possibility. Today was one of those days where, as I said, I had an early morning meeting, and that went on a little bit, and then I wanted to put some stuff together and recognize that it was in everybody's best interest, including mine, to break off from the normal stuff and to get into things that might have a little bit of a different audience than the political talk. And as I said, I've got some local things, particularly when you consider deer traffic on the rise October, November, December. Pennsylvania, the third highest deer on car crime in the country. And what steps you can take in order to avoid being victimized, assuming you're a human and you're not a deer listening. So I have that out there, and I'm all up for a variety of takes on that, including what works, what doesn't work. I gave you the recommendations, including things like, you know, utilizing deer whistles and watch for deer eyes. And the Game Commission has a variety of things of this sort. Deer fences, don't count on them either. They're unpredictable. Assume nothing. They could go from left to right, right to left. Daylight and dusk, like Scott said, that's tough duty. And last but not least, you know, when you're out in the country, expect deer. I mean, I'm not so sure I just delivered breaking news. I always went along with the idea that if there's one, there's more. So there's that. And I'm dead serious. If you're out there, I had a guy earlier calling, you know, gave us a tip on 79 and how the traffic was. And Scott already had that, but I appreciate the guy giving the call. So if there's an area that is particularly dangerous, or you've had, guy called for Butler, he just dropped his, he dropped his insurance coverage because his vehicle was worthless based on the fact that he had so many deer run into him. And I know this really miffs a lot of people because we're talking about thousands of dollars. I once heard the average claim is like $4,000 for this stuff. It's a lot of money. And depending on where your deductible is, it could be very painful. And then I find this story as it relates to this woman that was flying from Orlando to Cleveland, 2-hour delay because I guess the airplane, the air company, that being Frontier Airlines, said, no, you're not allowed an emotional support animal. Flight 1612 doesn't work for you right now. She did book one. She booked a flight saying that, hey, I'm going to bring an emotional support animal for flight 1612, but it didn't say it was a squirrel. Rodents, according to Frontier, they don't work. So then we got some really good calls on this. The distinction between service animals and support animals. And I go to this site, servicedogcertifications.org. And it makes a distinction between ESA's emotional support animals and obviously those that are service animals, the latter which are covered by the ADA. Emotional support animals are simply that. They provide support for those in need. Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, other psychological or emotional conditions, all of which I'm very empathetic about. And I have to say, and I'm not saying that, by the way, in some type of toss-away courtesy line at all. But it is World Mental Health Day, so I'm thinking that this plays into it a little bit. Sometimes you get some karma. Your emotional support animal, according to this site, and I'm sure there's hundreds you could go to, does not need to be professionally trained because they provide support just by being around you. The laws under ADA only extends to animals that are individually trained to perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability. Due to this distinction, your emotional support animal is not protected by the same laws that govern service animals. Service dogs are allowed, for instance, in all public places, movie theaters, restaurants, and so forth. Now, this is interesting. Emotional support animals are allowed access only to apartments, including those with no pet policies, and on airplanes. Although emotional support animals do not have the same rights as service dogs under ADA, they are protected under the Fair Housing Amendment Act, FHAA, and the Air Carrier Access Act, ACAA, which really goes to the woman who called and told us about those. So, heck, we could go about anywhere here. Service dogs on the one hand, emotional support animals on the other. Where the distinction is, where a common carrier has a right to say rodents aren't allowed, I have given you a plethora of stories and animals and wildlife that are utilized. I don't want to come across harsh on somebody's need for emotional support, particularly with those conditions. But I don't think it's a blank check, particularly if you start talking about a common carrier situation. I can't believe I'm talking about emotional support animals, but then again, I can't believe I'm working with the legendary, ubiquitous Tamara. I can't believe I'm even on KDK radio, for God's sake. Oh, I have one woman who called and absolutely supports me when I say that parents-to-be should go through testing. I mean, you have to go through some qualification thing. If you're going to be there and you have to go through some process, what's it called? What's it called when you're ready to give birth, Tamara? You got to go through that thing. I was reading a sports page through it. You know, you go there with, no, not labor, the other one. What's it called? You go through like a six-week course. Yeah, it's a six-week course. Come on, somebody tell me what it is. It's a six-week course you go through in order to make sure that wait, somebody's, Lamaze, now PJ's in my ear. I don't even know where PJ is. He does, Lamaze. Well, I read my sports page all through Lamaze. They almost threw me out. All I did when Yvonne got into labor was yell, show me something. Okay? This is after 8 hours of her in going through this process, and I'm cleaning her forehead like a windshield, like Scott would do at NASCAR, and I am literally yelling to her, show me something. You should have heard her reaction. I don't think XM allows us to do that. Okay, so now I got everything on board. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. All right, so if you're going to have a Lamaze class necessary to deliver the baby, then why don't you have a testing procedure available before you have the baby? Isn't that too logical? I'm still looking for deer stories. Well, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second. Something just hit me as I said that. I'm dead serious. It just popped. You know, I've written down emotional support animals, and if you're just getting in the car or the patio or waking up and you're saying, what in God's name is he talking about and why is he talking about emotional support animals, I have a simple two-word answer. Don't ask. Just go with this. So when we're talking about emotional support, again, I want people who need support in this situation to have it. But there got to be some guidelines. So I think we got dogs and cats is okay. I mean, can we agree on that? Certainly a dog. I think the no category, like if you're going to get into an airplane, no snakes on the plane, no pigs, no rodents, squirrels of that like. And by the way, I brought up this idea of if you either required or they do the heavy lean on you to do Lamaze classes, so you're there at the end. Well, before you even begin that process, shouldn't you be tested? Shouldn't we find out your qualifications? And so the lines lit up, and I went out during the break to say something to Tamara, and she had the greatest quote of all time in talking to a would-be caller who went away because I forgot the word Lamaze. And this is exactly what I caught her doing. She was on the phone talking to some guy or woman or whomever, and I saw her with her hand waving, saying, Lamaze, you know, they show you how to, you know, do that stuff. They show you how to do that stuff. Waving her hand. Pilgrims didn't have Lamaze. It's the most overrated thing of all time. When the rubber hits the road, guys go running. They get the hell out of there. They don't want anything to do with it. They act like they do. Or, you know, no one's sitting there going through manuals. Breathing. Typical man. You know, here you got Mental Health Day, and they think it's probably weird. They perpetuate the stigma more than anybody else. They're the ones that, you know, won't go get a 10-second test to help identify a preventable cancer, and yet they want their woman to pass a bowling ball. But I got to tell you, I think it's highly overrated. I got absolutely nothing out of it. I don't know if I even attended the full thing. I think I got thrown out. It was a really bad day. All right, so I'm going to go right here. Jim in Newcastle on support animals.
Well, my concern is support animals and emotional support animals on airplanes. I think the only one should be allowed is a service animal that takes care of a blind person or a handicapped person.
So a service dog.
Yes. Any other animal, as far as I care, is a safety factor on an airplane. If you have an emergency, people are going to tend to try to save the animal before they save themselves or worry about anybody else. And you have a dog that's not trained and he has a leash, you're going to be tripping over that dog, tripping over the leash, and you got, what, roughly 90 seconds to get out of a crashed airplane?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, God forbid I'm ever in that situation, but I don't want to have to trip over someone's pig. Is that unreasonable? Did I say something wrong? Are we hot? Tomorrow. I'm serious. All right, look, now I'm up against it. I got to do this. I'm sorry. Jim, you got a reaction to having kids. I got to make this really quick. What's your reaction to having kids in Butler?
Okay, who's gonna do the testing? And what about these ladies that have children after children after children?
Well, let me tell you what. I am willing to be the commissioner of babies, all right? I will be the licensor. I will run the licensing department. It's not that hard, okay? I am willing to turn my entire life into making sure that only parents that are prepared are the ones that get certified. Like the day I walked in here when I had barbecued my hand. I mean, the thing exploded on Labor Day Sunday, and my hand was all messed up, and my right arm had no more hair left. And I said something along the lines of, yeah, look, and this is what happened. And she never blinked. She said, you can't cook. You can't cook. Come on, Joe. I mean, seriously, a moment ago, I said, hey, who's online too? She says, someone's talking to me. They like me. I've been here for a while, nephew. Get on board. So I'm learning. I'm learning every day. I mean, should birds be allowed on a common carrier to emotionally help? And by the way, all kidding aside, related to the storm, because I know Joe's going to have it, I don't remember images like this when Florence came up. They kept saying it was a rain event. Man, this is wind. 150, unless they got different cameras, a different place. There's some serious wind. All right, let's get over to Joe. If I wanted to be smart, I'd say, like, I can't believe I'm introducing you for having, that's 20 minutes. But you're tremendous, and you're one of my favorites. So you're definitely, there can't be me without her and whoever's in that box. So thank you so much for being there, and thank you for being outside. I'm Ellis Cannon, and we've gone a little bit off the rails here. Joe Biden, by the way, says he's not running for president, quote, at this point. That begs the question as to whether there ever will or should be A point for Uncle Joe. Perhaps we'll get to that. But today has gone a little bit off the rails. We start talking about deer, and be on deer alert, because October, November, December, if you're just joining us, I mean, those are peak months around these country parts when we have accidents. And that's because, of course, deer mating season, as well as the end of daylight saving. I tell you what, on the way home last night, Jen, I'm dead serious. I mean, this buck, I mean, is that what they're called? Like, giant, like, rack? Yeah, he was out looking for dates. He was working the community. And, you know, to me, it is a serious thing, because we know that they could be obviously fatal. They could be serious damage and so forth. And I've given you some of the ways that the PA Game Commission says to be careful, and what you could do. Watch for deer eyes as you are making your way down the road. Deer silhouettes, obviously anything out in the country. These are all things that make common sense. I always throw in the idea that there's got to be more than one if there's one. And Scott says daylight and dusk is the worst. So all these things are out there. I don't know if you have a favorite, but I started thinking about this during the break, because I still believe that this has traction in it. Like, the oddest place you've ever seen one. I mean, I know that if I'm driving through some parts of Westmoreland County or Plum, which is basically like the largest community in around, it just goes on and on and on. I expect everything from, you know, deer to cattle to bear. I mean, I think you'd be unreasonable as a motorist to not anticipate that. But I mean, I've never seen a deer at 5th and Grant. I do remember the time I was trying, I was taking a deposition up in Cowdersport. Does that make sense? And I didn't realize that I had booked a room for these depositions at, you know, a motel, you know, with the doors on the outside and everything, like a, you know what I mean. And I was so intense getting ready to take these depositions that I was oblivious to everything else around me. So as I walked out the door with my big brown briefcase, I walked directly into a gutted deer. That was my hello, how are you? It's deer season in Cowdersport. Until I actually got into town to take the deposition, and I had to walk across, step over a deer leg in order to get to the sidewalk. I loved my visit to Cowdersport. So I don't know a lot about deer. I just know that we are hitting more deer and deer hitting more of us than any other state except two. We are the third ranked highest in the country. So I've never seen one at 5th and Grant. I don't want to see one on the parkway. So somehow that led to emotional support animals, and that was because we saw this story of a woman who was trying to take a flight from Orlando to Cleveland and thought, you know, yeah, she booked it as having an emotional support animal, but didn't tell anybody that it was a rodent. More specifically, that it was a chipmunk. Is it a chipmunk or is it a squirrel? And they're like, nah, you're going to have to leave. You got to go. Now, again, if you're joining us, it's hashtag World Mental Health Day. Empathize, treat, help, be part of the solution, not the problem. So we're not, by any stretch, having fun, denigrating, being rude or sarcastic relative to the need for emotional support. It's just, what type of animal qualifies reasonably to provide that support? Now, obviously, that's somewhat subjective. To recap, all emotional support animals with an emotional support animal ID card will be required to enter into a certain base, database. An emotional support animal is a companion animal, like a dog or cat, that provides therapeutic benefit, comfort, and support for individuals with psychiatric disabilities and other mental impairments. I'm just reading from a website. The animal is not specifically trained to perform tasks. Unlike a service animal, an emotional support animal is not granted access to places of public accommodation. It is viewed as a reasonable accommodation in a housing unit. Documentation from a doctor. This came up earlier in a call. Documentation from a doctor or licensed therapist is required for animal support animals. When traveling on an airplane, we recommend calling ahead of time, which this woman did, and notifying you'll be traveling with an emotional support animal. They just didn't know what type it was. Who's got the responsibility to ask and provide that information? Would probably depend on the policy and procedure of a particular airline. Well, that lit us up. Now I got deer. Oh, my gosh. I look up, I got deer all over the place on the board. So if you want to talk about the emotionals, you better hurry up. I say yes to dogs. I say yes to cats. I'm okay with rabbits. What? No, rabbit. We don't want two rabbits. Dig? One rabbit. I don't need like a family by the time I take a, you know, transoceanic flight. No snakes, no pigs, no rodents, no monkeys, no raccoons, which reminds us, of course, Allegheny County's effectively under an epidemic with rabid raccoons. That's like been one of the big storylines I've had here since I joined up. We've had more stories from Joe and Rose pertaining to rabid raccoons in Allegheny County than I can count. As a matter of fact, the only thing that I think is comparable, I don't know who's got first place or second place, is the other epidemic that I've noted before, and that is a seemingly endless number of drivers that end up hitting buildings, like the ones that don't move. That's a once-a-week occurrence around here. And no cattle. I'm not going to allow cattle. But deer, Reverend Dave, preach on, brother. What do you have to offer about a deer?
Quite a bit.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, Pastor. You say quite a bit because I know you're about to deliver a sermon, but I got a minute. Do you want to go on hold so you can deliver your sermon after?
Yeah, I'll be gone or two.
Okay, well, so would I. And if I hit the wrong button here, make sure you come back. I hit the right button. Stacy, you want to talk about 84? We'll try. Stacy, you got anything you can do in 30 seconds on the deer?
Yes, sir. Dallasport's a beautiful town, and there you got to remember we got deer hunters in the woods. Bow hunters are moving deer. You better be prepared for that. And second of all, if I could afford a Chick-fil-A, I'd build one right next to Bill Petito's house.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and it carried over to today. I had more reaction on that after the show and more reaction this morning. I was at a meeting. They actually have a pretty big signal here. I'm just learning all that. All right, Jen's available. When you say hello, make sure you say hello to her by name, 866-391-1020. I have to tell you this, Jen. You know, you got a little warden in you, and I say that in a good way. I mean, you don't take it, and I love that. We know Tamar. I mean, you know, she's the principal. But I got to tell you, the warden just checked in, like the original warden, and she texted me, and she said a little bit later, earlier, she said that she was a yes for my question whether parents about to become parents should be licensed and certified. And I said, well, what was the question? And she just texted back to me a mean shot. If you were crazy? I think she is taking a shot at this radio show today. And I find that unfair and frankly downright irresponsible. Hey, guys, I'm okay adding a turtle to the emotional support, and I'm gonna tie it all together. I'm okay with a deer on an airplane. You know, if they're gonna be running into cars and they're gonna be creating all this mayhem, and you know, you got to worry about deer eyes and silhouettes, let alone guys with, you know, firearms and bows and all that. You know what? I'm okay. If you're going to be, you know, if Mangino's going to take his deer that he hits and make food out of it, I'm protecting the deer and I'm taking him on an airplane. Hey, and this is for real here now. This is all, no kidding. I'm looking up and they're saying that this Michael, the hurricane, you have to be listening to Joe on the top of the bottom for the latest. And you also need to be at kdkradio.com. They're saying this thing is now at 155. That's near Category 5. Guys, that's so... I mean, I've been to Florida countless times. I love Florida. I've seen the damage of fours and fives. They're not cleaned up in a couple of months. This goes on for years, and I don't remember any type of video like this that shows this much wind. 155. Wow. All right, so let's go out to the Reverend. Reverend, I will tell you that seeing that storm, it's almost biblical, so I wanted to use that as a segue to go to you. You want to talk about deer, my friend?
Well, I could tell you both. Read Matthew 24. There's more hurricanes, earthquakes, et cetera, and disaster throughout the world than there ever has been thus far. But anyway, back to the deer. Yeah, I lived on a farm in Sarvard, and some deer are pretty friendly and some are not. And I was driving to church on 28 going south towards Pittsburgh, and I had a couple deers across ahead of me, but I'd say a good 25, 30 yards. And there was one that retained back. So what happened was it looked like his one friend across the road there was saying, come on, Joe, whatever his name.
Yeah.
He was coaxing him to come. And what happened was he did come. He jumped right over my front of my car, my sports car I had at the time, and his hoofs went right through the windshield. Oh. And consequently, I got a glass in my eye. So I went into the local police there in Harmerville, and they advised me to get a state police officer. So I got the state police officer. He came in with me into the hospital and all that and waited. They examined my eye. They took out all the glass, and they gave me another doctor for referral in case I had additional glass in there, which I did. So consequently, the funny part of the state police officer didn't believe it. He thought a brick was thrown at me.
No, yeah. It's
true. Listen to this. So I had my car parked, and I had my seatbelt on, and he was starting to pull out because he was behind me, and I was pulling out, and then the flashers went on. You know, but the lights. He pulled me over to make sure that I had my, my seatbelt. But the thing about it was only by the grace of God I was able to get home because his glass was completely shattered in and out and around and with it.
You drove home?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an American hero.
Another incident.
No, one more. No. I got to run. Hey, Pastor, you call whenever you want. All I know is this. That is unbelievable. You're able to drive with glass, deer glass in your eyes. You're an American hero, and we expect to hear more from you. Okay, Matthew 24.
Okay, one quick note, though. When the deer have their ears up, that's when they're going to run.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Hey, am I nuts, or did that guy sound like he said beer every time he said deer? And that reminds me, I like beer. I like beer a lot. Who doesn't like beer? Or deer. Dan on the Turnpike, Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, father would like to take my daughter's granddaughter as his emotional support animal.
Wait a minute, do that again?
My father wants to take my daughter, which is his granddaughter, as his emotional support animal for free.
Oh. And how's that working out?
So far, not so good.
Yeah.
Calm, she keeps them under control.
So I want to make sure I'm clear. You have a family member that wants to take your daughter as an animal.
Yes, for free. Keeps them emotionally calm.
Well, I mean, look, it's innovative. Is anybody in your family a furry?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Hey, look, anybody who brings that type of game has got to be able to contribute to serious political conversation. Oh, man. The boards are lighting up, guys. 866-391-1020. Fun show. Having a good time. I'm okay with the turtle as an emotional animal. But I'm also okay to listen to the latest.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.